When the pandemic struck, COVID became the healthcare priority. Well-child checkups and vaccinations were pushed off of doctors' schedules, and children weren't getting immunized as they normally would.
The data from Washington in March and April was about a 30 to 40% drop, depending on the month you were looking at, in routine childhood immunizations, which is a pretty significant drop.
Dr. Gretchen LaSalle is a family medicine doctor at MultiCare in Spokane. Now that the coronavirus situation has stabilized, she and other primary care providers are urging families to bring their children back in.
And so we're worried in the medical community as we head into flu and cold season, of course, and we've got COVID that we're dealing with already, and we're already sort of overtaxed. What would happen if not only do we have even a normal flu year, let alone a bad flu year, and then if our kids get behind on some of their more routine stuff, you know, measles, mumps, pertussis for whooping cough, and we have outbreaks of those additionally, it really could be a disaster.
Because of those worries, the Washington chapter of the American Association of Pediatrics is making this appeal to the public.
That while we may not have a vaccine for COVID-19 yet, we do have vaccines to protect children from many other serious diseases. Delaying or missing these vaccines could put your child, your family, and your community at risk. Talk with your child.
I think to some degree, parents are a little nervous about bringing their kids to the clinics and not wanting to expose them or themselves to anything potentially infectious.
To address that concern, some healthcare providers have designated clinics for COVID patients and others for different health situations. This is Kayla Myers from the Health District's Immunization Program.
If you're just going for a well-child visit, you would go to one clinic, even if it wasn't the one that you usually went to. And then if your child is sick and needs to be seen and assessed, then you would go to a specific clinic for that.
Even then, she says, clinics are implementing basic COVID-related physical distancing measures.
You're 6 feet apart. You know, they're making you wait in your vehicle and they'll call you in for your appointment. Or sometimes they're meeting you out in the vehicle and vaccinating your kid in the vehicle.
Myers says the health district has begun a fall schedule of free mobile vaccination clinics, both for children and adults. The next one is Tuesday from 3:30 to 6 p.m. at Rogers High School. You're encouraged to register with the health district in advance for faster service. Gretchen LaSalle says MultiCare is also preparing a series of immunization opportunities.
We need to prevent everything we can prevent at this point, both for individual and community health and to be able to handle it in the medical system.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.